Hello, everybody. I'm George Myland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Just yesterday, Iran shot down a U.S. Air Force plane, an F-15. Now, it was the first time they've managed to bring down a U.S. Air Force plane ever. So success for them, because through this war and the previous 12-day war, Iran did manage to shoot down a single American-Israeli aircraft. So their air defense is obviously decades behind what a Western country would have, and the US Air Force and the Israeli Air Force, I don't know how they do it, but obviously they managed to evade anything that Iran can fire at them. But they've tried to suppress air defenses, obviously, quite successfully. But we see that the Iranian Air Force occasionally hits. And one of these planes, this F-15, that would cost like $60 million. And I don't know what missile struck it down, but that would be far, far cheaper. So the two guys bailed out. One of them has since been rescued. So I'm not sure how the U.S. military identified its location. I've already taken where the plane is shot down. But, you know, him bailing out from goodness knows how many kilometers up in the air, where he's going to land. Do they have, a tracking device they can find them? Maybe that's it. And the one thing is, when that rescue team goes in, they could get killed. They could get captured. So only 13 Americans been killed in this war so far. So there's perhaps a lot of overreaction to this. The U.S. Air Force got 5,200 fixed-wing aircraft. Then they've got helicopters. The U.S. Navy has got planes in addition to that. And so does the U.S. Marine Corps. Even they've got jets. So it's not a significant loss at all. But it's the first time a U.S. plane has been shot down in combat since goodness knows when. Were there any in the Iraq War? Were there none in Afghanistan? I mean, I can't think. Was it Vietnam? Is over half a century since this has happened. So it's really not a significant loss. It's been really overwritten. The reportage about it is just too breathless. But the point is, one of the US air crew is unaccounted for. Now, he could well be apprehended by the Iranians, because there he is in enemy territory, hundreds of kilometers from friendly forces. So obviously they're combing the region. They really want to find him alive. They've ordered local people to take him alive, because, of course, Iranians could be irate that, you know, over 1,500 Iranian civilians killed, a lot of them by the U.S. Air Force, and say, we're going to exact vengeance. You know, if it was your daughter, your son, your sister, your brother, your parents, if they were killed by these people, we say, you know, you're going to pay the price for what you did to us. You think of the 150 little girls murdered in that school by the U.S. military. So you can see that their blood is boiling with indignation. But the Iranian government saying, no, we are humane. We're not going to kill prisoners of war. Moreover, they recognize that prisons are precious. The Americans really, really want their people back. They remember that the Iran hostage crisis in 1980 to 81, they helped bring down Jimmy Carter. Until that happened, President Carter was probably going to be reelected despite stagflation. Or indeed, when the Taliban very occasionally captured Americans, and the Americans would exchange several people to get one of their military guys back, even if someone possibly deserted to the Taliban or surrendered. Like the Israelis will release hundreds of people when they got Gilad Shalit back. And so the rescue team, that more people could be captured. Likewise, Kharg Island. I don't doubt the Americans can take Kharg Island. I mean, hold it if they're willing to pay the blood price. But some Americans are going to get killed in that. And much worse than the White House is when you captured. Someone's dead, that's it. You know, he can't suffer again. He can't be used as a bargaining chip. I know the Israelis will pay even to get corpses back. But what happens is they want is living people. So this person has value. So there's this very strong incentive to keep the person alive. Anyway, so the longer the person is there in Iran, the higher the chance that he or she is going to be apprehended by the Iranians, is getting tired. Where can you find to sleep? You're running low on water. I mean, you can forget about food. It's not that hot in Iran. It's going to get very hot in a few weeks and so on, probably in some mountainous area. At the same time, another U.S. military plane, an A-10 Warthog, crashed. Was it shot down or was it accidentally? Anyway, both the crew have been brought back by the U.S. military. This thing's starting to go wrong for them. Now, how was the U.S. So how is the Iranian air defense has improved? I don't know whether they've got something better from China or Russia or something like that. So the Iranians are offering a reward of $66,000 For the weapons systems officer there in Iran. $66,000 is a fortune in Iran, especially in the countryside area, because this person has enormous value and so on. All right. So, this could be a bit of a benefit for them. And obviously, more planes could be shot down, yet more incentive to end the war. And then, you know, Trump saying got 48 hours to make the deal, or, you know, all hell will break loose. But we've heard this stuff from before. Remember, he was going to destroy, was their civilian energy generation. Well, I mean, energy generation, civilian or military, full stop. And then he suddenly said, they asked me for 7 days, but I gave them 10. This sudden goodwill, it just doesn't make any sense. You see his incipient senility, how he contradicts himself several times a day, keeps changing his mind. Nobody knows what the hell is happening. And speak truth to power. The army chiefs are sort of yes, sir, no, sir. He'll answer the questions honestly. Get fired for it. So we know the whole thing is based on a stinking lie. We know that Iran was not attempting to attack the United States. There's no proof that they ever had a nuclear weapons program. And obviously, if they ever had one, they become far closer to it as a result of what Donald Trump did, terminating the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, leaving, as Steve Schwartz, an American Republican, said, leaving Iran with the moral high ground. And why shouldn't they enrich as much uranium as they want to? They're not bound by any agreement. They scrupulously stuck to the agreement. Even Trump twice signed off on it. So we know that they were never going to get a nuclear weapon. Indeed, their Grand Ayatollah, their supreme religious leader, issued a fatwa prohibiting attempt to develop nuclear weapons. And you push them closer. And so why shouldn't they have nuclear weapons if Israel, the United States, and many other countries have nuclear weapons, and they get attacked again and again and again? So they have the right to a military, and they have a right to self-defense, and they have to have right to be able to retaliate against who's aggressed them, like Iran, like Israel and the United States. So anyway, it's appalling. So this person, if he's captured, would no doubt be paraded for propaganda purposes, possibly coerced into making some statement. It'll be deeply humiliating. It'll be unsettling for Americans. And there'd just be too much overreaction. I mean, yes, it's very bad for him, but you've got to look at the bigger picture. The United States, with a country of 320 million people, how many Americans get killed by other Americans every single year? How many Americans go missing or get kidnapped every single year in the United States is hardly reported. But if it's those evil foreigners doing it to us, then it's headline news when it otherwise wouldn't be. So people have just got no sense of proportion about this. Anyway, the plane wouldn't have been shot down. Nobody would have been captured if it hadn't been for Trump and Netanyahu launching this illegal war of aggression. So anyway, it was in Khuzestan province. It was shot down, and it looks like Koh Giluye and Bayar Ahmad province, where helicopters were searching, were shot at by Iranian forces. So finally, a little bit of good news for the Iranians, yet more of an incentive for Trump to end the war gets more difficult. The Iranians say, you want your guy back? You're going to have to make major concessions. Well, they're going to put him on trial for crimes against humanity, for the mass murder of civilians or something like that. We'll release him if you, for example, withdraw from your base in Bahrain. You can keep all the others. Or you pay us compensation for all your crimes against the Iranian people or something like that. I'm not sure what else you would do to get this guy. So it'll be an ongoing problem for them, even though it's only one person. And of course, the Americans haven't captured any Iranian prisoners, so there can't be any exchange of prisoners. Usually a war is over, you do that. But the Iranians, that we thought the war was over last year, then you started it for no reason at all. You treacherously and nefariously attacked us, despite us negotiating in good faith and offering you a very alluring deal. All right. Anyway, do what you can to work for peace. Goodbye. Thank you for watching.